going to talk with our good friend, Dr. Brent Sharp, and get an update here on cancer. We're talking about prostate exams and things along those lines. And hey, I got a question right off the bat.
Sure.
I run into people, you know, you have friends, people go through this and they go through a situation with prostate cancer. What are we talking about cases in a year, something like that?
Yeah, there are probably about close to 3 million cases of prostate cancer diagnosed every year. Now, the good part about that is most of those cancers are relatively low risk, relatively benign. Some of them, actually, we can watch the cancer. So the big thing that we try to do here is to educate men and not to be fearful of this disease. It's not like some other cancers that can be more aggressive. So it's a good prognosis and just get people to get screened so they can get some early treatment and be in that group where they have a good outcome.
What's involved in a screening? How do you screen for that?
Right. Every man between, you know, after the age of about 50, maybe 55, according to the American Urological Association, have a simple exam and a PSA. A PSA is a simple blood test drawn with any other lab that you normally get during your physical. And that is a indicator of possible prostate cancer. Now, the first thing we want to say is if you go get a PSA, men, and it's elevated, you shouldn't start worrying at that point. Most PSA elevations are benign. Just go see somebody and have it looked at.
But we do tend to worry. I mean, it's hard not to worry. But the more information we get out, Dr. Brent, the better off we are. In other words, we understand it better and go, oh, okay, well, this is no big deal. This is average. This happens. This is workable.
Right. That's exactly what, you know, I'd say in my office. It's really easy for me to say this, and it's all practically impossible to do. But my hope is that men, as they get educated, then some of those fears or myths or things that they may hear in their circles are not absolutely always true. In fact, usually are not true. So, again, it's all about education. It's all about information. And that provides comfort. At least that's what I found in my experience.
Okay, well, maybe can you bust a couple of those myths for us here this morning?
Yeah.
Well, one of the biggest myths that I enjoy buffing is the fact that all men who have prostate cancer who have treatment end up with certain complications. And those mainly for men that they worry about are, you know, death from the cancer, erectile dysfunction, not being able to be intimate after the treatment, or leakage of urine or urinary incontinence, all which are false. We talked about maybe 3 million cases a year. According to some studies, it's worldwide. There's only, I think the last time I looked, about 35,000 deaths or less a year.
Wow.
So, you know, not a lot of people are dying from this disease, and that's because of early treatment, early detection. The second thing is, like I said, those of us who do a lot of prostate cancer can minimize those complications of erectile dysfunction and incontinence. And people like myself have a special interest in what I like to term as restoring men after prostate cancer treatment. We almost always can fix both leakage and the erectile function or intimacy portion. And that's just something I enjoy giving people back. I like to say, I like to give people back what cancer tried to take from you. It can try, but it won't succeed, in my opinion.
Well, and just one quick follow-up on something you said earlier. You said a lot of the times if your PSA level is a little elevated, it may be an indication of something benign and not malignant. And how do you test for that? Do you have to biopsy?
Not always. A lot of times we'll take a history. So for, let's just say, example, you know, you went for a 50-mile bike ride. Not something I'm doing, but
yeah,
there are people
either,
out there who,
yeah,
who find that recreational.
That is a hypothetical,
yeah,
trust
maybe,
me.
That can could theoretically affect your PSA. If you're intimate that are have sexual activity the night before a PSA or within a couple of days, that can falsely elevate it. So the first step typically is to see somebody, let them do an exam, talk to you about where you've been with your PSA in the past, and then you know, repeat the test. Because, again, one perfect person walks face earth is not us, and there are lab errors. So, again, trying to reassure men that if you've had a PSA or you were just told that here recently, you don't need to get worried yet. Just need to go get follow-up and let them look at it.
Yeah, very good information and advice. Anything in closing this morning, Dr. Brent?
Well, I would like to talk just a second about our men's health seminar. Again, that focus of that talk is about men's health, but more importantly, how to restore men who've had prostate cancer. So if you have any listeners out there that have suffered with prostate cancer or treatment or the complications of that, come to this talk and we can talk about some of your options. And just as an aside, erectile dysfunction also very high prevalence in people with heart disease and diabetes. We're able to fix that also. So those men that have those conditions, if they want to come, then that's fine. And there is a number, which I'm going to try to give here, if I can remember it correctly. It's 1-877-433-2873. And that's a number they can simply call and register and get information about where it is.
Excellent. All right. Well, hopefully some folks who are curious will get the questions answered right there instead of sitting there in the dark going, I'm worried.
Hey, there you go.
Exactly.
Dr. Brent Sharp, always good to have you with us, and people can follow you how?
Yeah, actually, we're Georgia Urology, so we have a great website, gaurology.com. They can look at that. We have a Facebook page. And also, if your listeners want to go to the Facebook page, they can actually find information about this talk, and they can always call our office at 678-205-8387.
Very good. Georgia Urology does a great job. A lot of offices in our area, and you can go to that website and find Dr. Brent and the other capable members of that staff.